from the rock and roll capital of the world, Cleveland, Ohio, VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2 show, and well, hey Chris.
Hey Mike, how are you?
Well, you know, I've already started playing records.
You have? Really?
This okay. One and this one.
Yeah? Oh, this is a good one. I know this song.
It's a good thematic for what we do. It's God gave rock and roll to us, so we are sharing that with the world.
Yeah, it's a very peaceful song, I think. And it's got a good message.
Argent, a great rock and roll band from the probably early 70s is when they
1973,
started.
1973, yeah. This song, to my recollection. And, yeah.
What was their other big song?
I know that he was one of the members of the Zombies.
So, and right after
that,
did you
know that?
Well, yes. Hold Your Head Up was their big hit.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
This one was kind of a marginal hit, but from a rock and roller standpoint, this is one of those songs that became kind of an anthem.
It did. And the message in this is absolutely clear. I mean, come on. How many people actually think that God says, you know, he put rock and roll in your soul? I mean, what a great idea. I like that.
It is a great idea, and it's a good sentiment.
Yeah. And I think Kiss did it later, didn't they?
Yes, and 92. I think they're the ones people will remember the song for, at least from a, you know, I would say the lay radio guy.
Yeah, but he did it for, when they redid the song, they actually did it for their drummer. I think his name was Eric Carr, who actually had cancer and he passed on. So they renamed it and redid it for him specifically. So it's kind of a tribute.
Well, you know, it is a tribute. And any song that we play on this show and we bring back the little records and we bring back the 33 and a thirds, it is a tribute to all of the artists that, you know, this industry celebrated.
Yeah, and this is such a great soulful song. I love it.
It is. Speaking of soul.
Yeah.
You ready to go into this one? Drop the needle on this one.
It is so good. My favorite, in my considered opinion, Michael, one of the greatest R&B songs ever recorded.
It is the Staple Singers and Respect Yourself.
If you disrespect anybody that you're running into, how in the world do you think everybody's supposed to respect you? If you don't give a heck about the man with the Bible in his hand, you're just
and Chris Kraus, VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
day through my window today. Could have tripped up DC, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, in a trick and a book and a baby, all that I can find. Superman or Green Lantern ain't got nothing on me. I can make like a turtle and dive for a puzzle in the sea. You can just sit there thinking on your velvet throne, yes, about all the rainbows that you can.
Recycling the world's best music, one dusty track at a time.
Such a long, long time. Look like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just a thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Oh, honey, just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby, I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Heaven knows I've tried. Baby, when I say that I'm glad we're through, deep in my heart I know I've lied. I've lied. I've lied. Such a long, long time. Looks like I'd get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world turns misty blue.
And this one's from Dorothy.
It is from Dorothy Moore, 1976. Great record, Mike. And absolutely little, fantastic.
And your little dog liked it too.
Yeah. Did you do this dance? Did you do the stroll?
To this song?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. Did it exist back then?
Yeah, it did. It did, but it was more, this was redone. Etta James actually did this as well. Lots of people did
this. What year was this done?
1976. This was number three.
And I was probably slow dancing to this at my high school prom, because that was exactly when my prom was.
Okay. I love the cadence in the song. It's so warm and it's so loving. It's just such a great, great song. And the message is all about love that's never, never, never going to, you're never going to lose. It's never going anywhere. And I don't know if you watch, Michael, You Think You Can Dance,
mm-hmm.
but this was recently performed on You Think You Can Dance from Sasha and Twitch. They did a theatrical dance to this song and just blew me away.
Have Sasha and Twist become Twitch. Household Twitch?
Uh-huh.
Have they become household names?
They have.
Okay.
They have. And Christopher Scott on there as well. He's got what I consider to be swagger. But anyway, it was just as good as anything that Sid Charisse or Gene Kelly ever did back in the 40s or the 50s and Singing in the Rain. I was astounded.
Dorothy Moore, thank you for this song.
Yeah,
Dorothy.
Really. Thank you so much for this old school favorite.
It was a top tenner.
It was. It was a grown folk song, don't you think?
It was.
Loved it. Thank you.
I love it too. And before that, we listened to a 60s pop kind of dude.
Yeah,
kind of a rocker.
Donovan. What's up with him? Sunshine Superman. That was a number one hit for the U.S. and number two for the U.K. What a great record.
Just a kind of a feel-good, kind of a, you know, light song.
Yeah. The actual Beatles and Donovan were very, very good friends, believe it or not. Actually, what they told Donovan was, don't tell the Beatles or sing this to the Beatles because John will grab it from you. So they kept it from him on purpose. Anyway,
John, was he known for scamming songs?
They were all scamming each other's songs. Some of the producers actually did production for different groups. Same guys, different groups. So that's kind of how all of that played out. But they were friends. 66. A good time for all these wonderful, wonderful songs, this psychedelic stuff. And, this one has harpsichord in it. It really was truly one of the first ever psychedelic pop records ever made. Kind of acid.
Perfect. Let me get my rose-colored glasses out, polish them up, and let's go back to our first song of the set, which, again, our little scratch and pop from the beginning of the set with the Staple Singers.
Do you believe it? No matter when I hear the song, it's been 40 years since I've heard this record, so to speak, and, I still want to dance to this song. Mavis's voice is just amazing. I just am impressed by this song. It is my top 10 casket.
Well, they popularized gospel.
Mm-hmm. They did, you're right.
Focused kind of rock and pop.
I know. And this was Memphis soul R&B, right?
Yep.
This is I think this actually was number 12 in 1971, Respect Yourself. And this was recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. It's definitely old school.
This band, the Staple Singers, mm-hmm. the whole family, they made a mark for Stack Records back in the day. I mean, without them, Stack Records would have been very small, but as a result of that, they were a contender for one of the biggest record companies.
Yeah, and I like what you said. They do this thing. They're preaching while they're singing. It's gospel, like you said. And it's hard for me to imagine that they're all brothers and sisters in a family. Could you imagine singing with your father this way? I don't think so. So, as a family goes, they were just so completely soulful. And
And
just a great song.
A family that sings together. I don't know how to finish that. Do you know how to finish that?
They go to heaven together. Okay. So there you go. It's contagious. They'll go to heaven on their drum line for sure.
Perfect.
It was true talent.
We will be right back with
great song.
Something that we put together because of your passion for a style of music from the 60s by a couple rock and roll women.
Yeah.
Coming up
You're
next.
I love it. Breathe.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
Now, back to Mike and Chris on VR2. Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2, and we're going to do something special right now. Break a little bit of the routine of just playing our favorite records and pay a little homage to two fantastic vocalists, female rockers.
Right. Actually, two female rockers that have the same genre in their hearts and in their soul and have shared their music with us to a point where we'll never get rid of the love for either one of these women. The first one is Ronnie Spector.
Well, what period of time are we talking?
1960s. Okay. Early girl groups is what we're talking about.
Cool.
And Ronnie Spector was the epitome of the beginning of all the girl groups. She, of course, was married to Phil Spector, and she had incredible songs on the charts. And she wore her hair in a beehive, and she had beautiful eyeliner, and she performed in a way that, still someone like Amy Winehouse comes along, and mm-hmm. she captures the whole 60s genre. So that's what this is going to be about a little bit.
Okay.
These two women who have the same love in their hearts for this music.
So what is, and it's a little bit of a tribute to a woman that lost her life early.
Well, yeah, it is without question. We're going to be talking about Amy. We can just get right into it. I think it's probably a good idea. Amy was a deeply damaged soul. We all know that. She sang many heart laments. Ronnie saw a lot of herself in Amy, which is one of the reasons we're discussing this. She actually brought everything back from the 60s, the spirit of the girl groups, Amy did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things that Ronnie loved about her. She gave us sort of pop euphoria, like Rehab and Valerie. Those are great songs that Amy wrote. And she has a voice. She has quite a voice. What a unique personality. And what a horrible waste, in truth. Yeah. Anyway, she was on a willful fast track to oblivion, unfortunately, in all her too brief of a career. But she used music to confess her heart and her soul, and so did Ronnie Spector.
Yeah,
she,
very turbulent life.
Mm-hmm. And she also identified, Amy, identified a lot of her performances with other women, such as Billie Holiday, women who had troubled lives and incredible voices, mm-hmm. and they communicated inner sadness, and for some reason, Amy grabbed it, and she just ran with it. So Amy did a lot of Shangri-La's music. She did a lot of the Girlfriends music, some of the Ronettes. I think it might be a good idea to actually start with Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Why not?
And here it is. Amy Winehouse and the name of the song.
Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Originally done by the Shirelles.
Here it is.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. Will you still love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure or just a moment's pleasure?
Voice. Lots of feeling in that.
Ugh, do you know, but she did that. She wore her heart on her sleeve. But anyway, this song was written by Carole King and Jeffrey Goffin, and actually this was the first song of all the girl groups to reach number one in the United States when the Shirelles did it.
And oh, that's interesting.
I know, isn't that? And it's number 125 on Rolling Stone's list of greatest songs of all time for 1961.
It's highly... Well, a very respected list.
And Ronnie, performs this in her show now, but Amy won 5 Grammys for her Back to Black and, you know, her other beautiful rehab songs and some of the other things that she did. It's just such a great loss. I was introduced to Amy Winehouse 2 weeks before she died. And so I was totally into her. And then she died. I was like, oh, I felt so, so terribly rapt. But the next song is by Ronnie Spector, singing an Amy Winehouse tune, which is Back to Black. And what's interesting about this song is when Ronnie first heard this song, she couldn't believe it wasn't, you know, written in the 60s. She could not believe that Amy Winehouse was as much of a talent as she was. And then she discovered that, you know, she looked like her, her hair was like her. She was just a complete throwback to the Ronettes. And she was flattered, completely flattered. She uses it in her show, Back to Black, all the time. And Amy actually saw her perform it and was very teary-eyed. And, I mean, the story is, it's a sad story. The
interesting
whole story.
Twist.
Yeah, it's a very interesting twist. It's almost like life imitating art and art imitating life. It, you know, goes back and forth. And Amy now is a member of the 27 Club.
Yeah. Well, let's pay tribute to her in this then. Her song now, Back to Black.
Sung by Ronnie Spector.
Here we go. A very special tribute to a woman that has lost her life early.
Yes, at the age of 27. She's now a member of the 27 Club, as we said. But the perfect example of, what would you say, Mike, VR2's life imitating art?
Well, and also still staying focused on the greatest years in radio, right. 1965 through 1985, and two women right. that connected and intertwined
right.
very late,
very
beyond
late. Yeah.
1985. But
it's a great story.
Nice commemoration of the years and those artists.
I think so, too. Thank you, Ronnie, and thank you, Amy.
And thank you, Christine, for bringing this to the audience
and
today.
Thank you, Mike, for letting me do it.
So we will move on right after this with Back into the Pop and Rock on VR2.
Save the rock. Listen to recycled vinyl on VR2. Vintage Rock Radio.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And all these things were yours and they were mine.
VR2, recycled vinyl, giving back radio's greatest years.
VR2, and no good VR2 show ends and begins and really runs without a lot of R&B happening for it.
You know, I don't know why it is that we're an R&B team, actually. Both of us like it so much.
Well,
I like this song in particular has such a great message. When love calls you, you better answer.
That's right, because you don't know if you're going to have another shot at it.
What's the name of this group?
Atlantic Star.
1980s for this R&B classic. And it was, I believe, number 5 on the R&B chart, right?
On the R&B charts. It hit a little bit. I know that where I had heard it originally mm-hmm. was on a top 40 station in mm-hmm. Cleveland, but probably didn't get played that much.
Well, I think this song is, lyrically, it's about the one that got away. That's what the song is about. But Sharon Bryant, her voice mm-hmm. in this group, Atlantic Star, is just so completely soulful. She's amazing.
She had a solo career for a while. A couple hits came out of that. But mm-hmm. she's known most for her Atlantic Star work. And I think their biggest song was Secret Lovers.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I thought it was Second to None, but I don't remember. I know that this is a grown-up song. This
right.
feels like a... And it's powerful, and it's, you know, got a great infectious bass line. It's a very soulful vocal that she does for this. Great song.
That's
great,
right.
Great record, Mike.
The song came out before Call Waiting, so when love called, you really didn't know who it was.
Right? No kidding.
Before that, we heard from Hamilton, yeah. Joe Frank, and Reynolds.
That's a mouthful, really.
I pulled this out of somewhere. I have no idea where, but...
I know. That's just such a crazy, crazy song.
Don't pull your love out on me, baby.
Yeah, well, who knows what that means. But the year of this, it was U.S. number 4, and it was 1971 for Hamilton Joe and Frank Reynolds.
It was huge. A huge song.
Yeah, for some reason. I remember that the gentleman who wrote this also did some Glen Campbell tunes and some Four Tops stuff. And I think originally this song was intended for the Grassroots.
And it sounds like a band like the Grassroots would have picked up on that song.
Yeah, but they did the other one, Two Divided by Love, instead of this one. That was the answer to this one or something like
Perfect.
That. Yeah.
Good song, and before that, we have a little rock redemption with Steely Dan and Deacon Blues. And what I love, well, I love the lyrics in this song. I love the way it flows, but it has one of those lines, one of my favorite lines.
Yeah, which one is it?
Here it is. They have a name for all the winners in the world.
Uh-huh.
I want a name when I lose.
Yeah, you know? yeah, okay.
You know, come on. The losers need a name and not something derogatory.
Well, yeah, but this guy is a master of being blue. I mean, seriously. This
Donald
was written Fagan. By Donald Fagan.
Yeah.
What I like about this song is the tenor sax solo. Oh,
beautiful.
Dear Lord. And the sax at the end of the song just blows me away. I love it so much.
I always love the quality of the tone of their music. I mean, it just is timeless and sounds so high-tech in the way it's produced so well and so sound. Wonderful.
What's kind of cool, some of the lyrics in here, it says, sue me if I play too long. This is one of those few songs that was, I believe, like 7.5 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And the writer knew that. And so he put that in the lyrics, and all of the radio stations would play only maybe the 3 or the 4 minute version.
Yep.
But it's kind of fun.
It is fun. And before
Steely Dan, 1977.
Good song. Before that, it either is a song about a place, a person, or a disease. Candida.
1974, Tony Orlando and Dawn, right?
I think it was before they really knew what the disease Candida was.
Probably. You know? U.S. number 3, U.K. number 9.
Keep it in a happy place. We'll keep it about a girl.
Okay.
Or
Candida. We'll talk a little bit about Tony. He actually ran the New York offices of Blackwood Music.
Yep.
And that was headed by Clive Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a great singer, but he had a great musical ear. That was his forte. And he could marry a song to an artist, and he did it with this one. He married
yep.
himself to this song.
And, you know, he did it with swivel hips.
Yeah.
He was one of the swivel hip artists.
Yeah.
You know, like Tom Jones. Or
he's such a strange character.
A pelvis or Elvis.
Yeah, you know, or, yeah.
Tom and the two
Jones.
Girls were there to assist him the whole
I'm not
way.
Sure what they were assisting him with, but, you know, the song has songability.
Yes.
That's what I like
Good
about
song.
The song.
Nice little happy little poppy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back because we're at the end of our show playing records like we do.
Yeah.
We got one more record and a record just for the record for peace.
You're listening to the world's best music on the greatest medium ever invented, radio. The original wireless VR2, vintage rock radio.
VR2, and we are checking out.
Yeah, with this great, great record. I love this record.
It's a great one. And we want to remind people, before we get into saying goodbye, we want to remind people to get to the website.
VR2show.com.
Yes. And on this, we've just added a blog.
We have.
We're going to throw a couple, I don't know, posts out there we would love your reaction to. And don't forget, the records we play could come from your suggestions. So please, give us your suggestions for music.
We want your vinyl. We want to recycle your vinyl so that we can all love and enjoy it and keep the story alive. That's what we want to do. That's what we do. That's our mission here.
So we're leaving on this very positive love and peace song.
It's a great song, Love Train by the OJ's, 1973, Mike.
From Cleveland.
Yeah. But this was also at the time when Philly Soul was happening, and it was big, wasn't it?
We give Cleveland the credit.
Well, of course we do. This was written by Campbell and Huff, and those guys went on to produce about 170 gold and platinum records. But what I love about the song are the lyrics, which is, I'm sure, why you chose it. It's a call to unite in world peace. Don't miss this train.
Get on it. VR2.
Peace to you.
See you next week. Love train.